Good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Monday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. And again, thank you for inviting me into your homes as we share this time together. Today we are in Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 through 18. Here, both wisdom and stupidity call out, extending invitations for passers-by to partake of what each offers. Wisdom exhorts her listeners to follow the way of knowledge. Following stupidity's ways will lead to death. And God's saving word for us this morning is wisdom. So let's begin reading Proverbs chapter 9, beginning at verse 1. Wisdom has built her house and made 7 columns for it. She has made an animal killed for a feast, mixed spices in the wine, and set the table. She has set her servant women to call out from the highest place in town, "Come in, ignorant people." And to the foolish she says, "Come, eat my food, and drink the wine that I have mixed. Leave the company of ignorant people and live. Follow the way of knowledge. If you correct conceited people, you will only be insulted. If you reprimand evil people, you will only get hurt. Never correct conceited people. They will hate you for it. But if you correct the wise, they will respect you. Anything you say to the wise will make them wiser. Whatever you tell the righteous will add to their knowledge. To be wise, you must first have reverence for the Lord. If you know the Holy One, you have understanding. Wisdom will add years to your life. You are the one who will profit if you have wisdom. And if you reject it, you are the only one who will suffer. Stupidity is like a loud, ignorant, shameless woman. She sits at the door of her house or on a seat in the highest place of town, and calls out to the people passing by who are minding their own business, "Come in, ignorant people." To the foolish, she says, "Stolen water is sweeter. Stolen bread tastes better." Her victims do not know that the people die who go to her house, that those who have already entered are now deep in the world of the dead. And today's key verse is Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, where it says, "To be wise, you must first have reverence for the Lord. If you know the Holy One, you have understanding." You know, beloved, it's interesting that we hear a lot today about knowledge. We talked about this earlier, where knowledge is abounding. People today have every bit of information that the whole world has ever experienced at their fingertips if they have access to the internet. But all of these people who have amassed so much knowledge, it's interesting that they have very little wisdom. And to have wisdom doesn't mean that you have accrued knowledge. To have wisdom knows that you have received the wisdom that God has so that you can use His mind with His understanding and figure out, what all this knowledge actually means. Wisdom is to know the mind of Christ. Let's pray. Lord God, remind me that true wisdom begins with having reverence for You. Grant me understanding that comes from knowing You, the Holy One. Help me not to ignore or abandon wisdom's call, and guard me from the worldly distractions that attempt to lure me away from Your truth and the good that You desire for me. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this beautiful Monday morning to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 17, where the Apostle Paul addresses the church in Corinth about the problems that have arisen. Until tomorrow morning, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.